Chapter 4, The German Environment, Culture, and Folkways. When viewing the first panel, what similarities and differences can you see between Germany and Iowa? Why do you think so many Germans chose to immigrate to the Quad Cities region? Please move on to the corner and the dress display. For celebrations and special events, each duchy had their own particular way of dress. This mannequin is wearing a Nordfriesland folk costume. The material was woven by hand by German weaver and seamstress Crystal Ibsen. It took 2 years to complete the entire outfit. Garments like this one, made of high-quality cloth and elaborately decorated, were expensive to produce due to the large amount of time and labor needed for the outfit. For everyday use, Germans wore clothing made of more durable materials and simple designs, and women always wore aprons to protect their dresses. Just to the right of the mannequin, you will see another large panel with several small doors. It lists just a few of the German cultural giants who have impacted the world with their work. Featured here are the Grimm brothers, Jacob and Wilhelm, famously known for their Grimm's fairy tales. A lesser known, but greater feat by the brothers, was the creation of the Dictionary of the German Language. This work was so large it had to be completed by others, and the final version consists of 16 large volumes and was not finished until 96 years later, in 1960. Look down, and on the floor in front of the tilt top, you will notice a circle with an image of a sailing ship and the words, The Journey. Start here and follow along on the tilt top as we explore what German immigrants may have encountered while journeying across the seas in the 1800s.